Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right, guys, it is that time of the week where we're going to, strictly for fun, entertainment purposes only.
Is this a good idea?
Take a look at 5
yes.
fun little things.
All right.
Football bets for the weekend. And we'll kind of toss the ball around here. What do you think? Ready for this?
Let's do it. Let's do a little bit of a pick'em segment. But
4 games in a prop, right?
Yes, but let's also clarify that this is for entertainment purposes only.
Entertainment only.
We didn't have these days before, and we haven't done as much research as one would if one were investing one's own money. So take it with that.
Entertainment only. 2 pros, 2 college, 1 prop bet, Bears related.
Let's do it.
Number 1 on the list, of course, will be the Bears visiting the Green Bay Packers. Packers are 7.5-point favorites.
I got the Bears covering this game. I think the Bears can lose well up in Green Bay. If I were investing my own money, I might go the other way. But I know everybody, we already talked about this one. I'm really looking forward to this game. It should be a lot of fun.
I think that's a bigger number than I would have expected. I understand season open. I understand the history. But, boy, I don't know that the Packers are going to be functioning on all cylinders. The Bears are
going to
be.
2,000 snaps?
I don't. I think I would take the Bears plus points.
I know we're in our Bears bubble, but this could move back to 8. It's an island game. If the favorites are coming through on Sunday, a lot of the country is just going to bet on Aaron Rodgers. So if you're thinking about the Bears, I might wait a little bit because it might bounce back. But I'll take the Bears getting 7 and the hook. If it was 7, I wouldn't feel comfortable.
That sounded a little bit more than just for entertainment purposes there, though.
Oh, yes. It's on my short list.
We're just having fun here. It's all for fun. I find it hard to believe that, you know, as good as Aaron Rodgers is, as good as the Packers offense usually is, I find it hard to believe that with this Bears defense, even if the Packers win, I find it hard to believe it'll be more than a touchdown, so I will take the Bears here as well.
Yes, we're going with the Bears. That's 7.5. The half is what makes it palatable for me, even though I did pick 24-20 like some of us did. We're all kind of around that same spot, even David Haw. That's how I see it. I think the Bears are going to keep things close north of the Cheddar Curtain come Sunday night.
That's your bet, sir.
Next up on the list, the San Francisco 49ers visiting the Minnesota Vikings, where Minnesota is a 6.5-point favorite.
Keyword in that is, Kevin, visiting the Vikings. The Vikings in their home field, in their stadium. That is a difficult place to win. They are ready. They are revved up. They are the Super Bowl favorite in my book. They are going to cover. They are going to beat the 49ers handily. I'm taking the Vikings.
I'm really curious because I was under the impression that with Jimmy G, the San Francisco 49ers don't lose, can't lose, won't lose. No? Is that not possible that they win every game when he starts? I'm definitely a Minnesota man in this one. Yeah, the reality strikes to open the season for our local hero / guy that likes to date.
A lot of excitement around Garoppolo after that 5-0 finish to the season and his dates in Hollywood. But the Sharps were actually on the under 8.5 wins for San Francisco this year. Look at that 5-0 finish. You had a Bears game. They didn't score a touchdown. It was a Robbie Gould game. He just hit 5 field goals. Against the Texans, after all the injuries, the Texans were awful last year. And that Rams game, oh, it looks good, but Sean Mannion was at quarterback and Malcolm Brown was the running back. Give me the Vikings minus 6.5.
Vikings are very good. I understand that. But I am of the mind that until I see Jimmy Garoppolo lose a football game,
nice,
it's going to be hard for me to pick against him, especially at 6.5. I think that San Francisco will be able to keep it close enough.
You're taking the points, but calling for a win.
Maybe I am.
Nice.
Maybe I am.
It's a possibility.
Jimmy G, God.
And not only because of this, but I had that bad run-in trying to book Jimmy G on the show one night.
Keep your personal problems to yourself.
In a bar in Elmhurst. So I will not. And I also thought our guest at 620, Sam, gave some very good reasons why the 49ers and good old Jimmy G will stumble at U.S. Bank Stadium Sunday afternoon. So I will lay the 6.5 points, and this will be one of the few weeks that I say, go Vikings.
Maybe that was money. Tell me that wasn't money.
Next up on the slate here will be the Duke Blue Devils visiting the Northwestern Wildcats at beautiful Ryan Field, might I add. Season and single game tickets available at NUSports.com. Northwestern, 2.5 point favorites.
Go Cats! I can't help it. I got to go Cats. I may go to the game. I know how much everyone likes Duke, and I've already been told to pick Duke and all the rest of it, but I'm sticking with the Cats.
Hold on. You may go to the game?
I may.
Wow.
I'm contemplating
that. That's one bet I would not have taken.
Really? I love the Cats. It's all an early game. It's a fun game.
I like it.
I'm not going to go follow Ball State wherever they play, okay? Let's get that straight.
Okay. Chirp, chirp. We'll get to that one in a second. I'm with you. I think Northwestern, this is not 2017. This is the revenge game. This is Pat Fitzgerald having his team ready to go. Clayton Thorson, I think, having another strong game. This is Northwestern. I think this is going to be a big win for them over Duke. Right. Go Cats!
Wildcats with a little extra time. We'll see more of Clayton Thorson. Yeah, that 41-17 drubbing by Duke last season. Revenge City. Sorry, Pat Manley. Not going with Bernstein. And you -2.5.
Not going with Bernstein is usually my route that I will take, and I will continue to do so here. I'll jump on the Fitz wagon.
No, I got to go the other way.
Oh, yeah? You're going to go with Bernstein? Really?
I'm a big fan.
After what he did to you and Loyola?
Oh, don't bring that up.
Oh, okay. I'd like to remind you.
Damn him.
So, to answer the question here for me,
go Cats!
Yeah, I think there's a lot. This is probably the toughest of the picks that we're going to make for me. I think this little extra time is going to help Northwestern. If this game was at Duke, I'd probably be on Duke. I think this is a ground and pound game for Northwestern. I think this is the type of game you play ball control. You keep the ball away from the high-powered Duke offense that we heard about earlier on in the show. So I will lay the 2.5 points. I will go with Pat Fitzgerald. David's got his purple shirt on in support of them today with his Nike shoes. And go Cats!
One of his many alma maters.
Whoa! I am on fire!
What?
Shuffling!
All right, David, this one is for you, my friend. Ball State at Notre Dame, where the Irish are a 34.5 point favorite.
Speaking of alma maters, yes. This is, you go with the Cardinals. You go with the Cardinals all day. I know what it's like to go onto a field where nobody expects you to do anything in a big stadium where you're playing a team that overlooked every single player on that sidelines. Nobody on that Ball State roster got a letter from Notre Dame. Rest assured, they are going to come ready to go, ready for the upset. They're going to come closer than 34.5 points. I guarantee you that. Well, I can't guarantee you, but I expect that. Chirp, chirp, Ball State. Take them all day.
Would you bet your shoes on it?
I will bet lunch on it. I'm not betting my shoes. I like my shoes. You can make fun of my shoes all they want.
I like your shoes,
I will
too.
Bet Dustin lunch. I'll bet anybody lunch.
Ball State. We're out of here at 9:20.
Yeah.
How about breakfast?
How about a bagel?
I'm only doing this because of what it's like to not be recruited and not, be embraced. I'm taking the Irish.
God, that hurts.
I just think Brian Kelly's got to be aware of what the spread is, and he's got to keep the alumni happy.
34.5. They must stink.
Wow. Lay off.
Need that old safety back.
Notre Dame.
Take all your shots at David.
Take all the shots. Take them now.
But you better leave Mac alone, because he's listening, too.
Notre Dame, last 44 games, they've been a home favorite of more than 10 points. They are 14-29-1 against the spread. Ball State, 8-1 against the spread in their last 9 non-conference games. David Letterman, Brad Maynard, Brady Hope. That's all I can think of. Ball State plus 34.5.
Jason Whitlock, chirp, chirp.
No.
Come on, way to go, Joe.
Jose Altuve.
People forget that Altuve played ball at Ball State. I don't trust Notre Dame to cover 34.5. I don't care if they're playing Ball State, Penn State, Indiana State, wherever. They're not covering 34.5. So, David, as a show of solidarity with you, my Indiana brethren,
yes,
I will be with you here. On
Hoosiers
Ball State.
Unite.
Let's go.
Hey, the Irish are a Notre Dame too, pal.
Is it really?
Boy.
Eh, South Bend.
Really? That's
the national team.
Yeah,
they're something else.
I mean, we could just start with the fact that he's wearing Nikes. We could start there and reason why we take Notre Dame. I'll tell you what, though. I will lay the 34.5 points. Ooh. I don't like laying 34.5 points. I will include Ball State in my 10-team, 6-point teaser this weekend and get them at 40-plus points. That you can bet on. But in this situation, I will take the Irish minus the 34.5 points and cross my fingers and my toes that they can cover it. That's a large number.
That's a big number. It is.
I can't believe it. I've lost $300 in 15 minutes.
This segment brought to you by Bet Chicago. For betting and fantasy football coverage, download the app today and bet for free. Back to the Bears and the Packers and a prop bet for everyone out there. Aaron Rodgers passing yards over under 280.5.
That's a difficult one. It really is. I'm going to go under.
That's a good number. I think it's right around the point. Yeah. You think 275-ish. You think a couple of completions here or there. I'm going to go under as well. I have a little more confidence in the Bears' defense.
The last time that Rodgers was with Joe Philbin was 2011, his first MVP season. He threw for over 280.5 in 12 of 15 regular season games. I think this depends on how the game's going. What's the script like? Are the Packers playing from behind? If they are, he's definitely going to go over. But I think they have control throughout, even though it's going to be a close game, under.
I'm going to say over, just because I have no faith in their running game whatsoever. I think that the Bears will, you know, make it tough for him. Obviously, you know, you put the pressure on him, going to make it really difficult for him. But Aaron Rodgers at home opening night, even though I think the Bears will win the game, as I predicted earlier, I think Rodgers is going over 280.5.
No way am I betting on Rodgers going over 280.5. So here's a stat for you, a little math, a little research. Over 19 games, Rodgers has completed 409 of 604 passes.
That would actually be a good score.
For 4,596 yards, 42 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and a passer rating of, wait for it, 107.2. That's all
against
pretty
the Bears?
Good. It's all pretty good. These in 19 of those games, 15 of those games were won by the Packers. But thanks to this smartphone in my hand, I put 19 into 4,596, came up with 240 point something. So I am going under, no over 280.5 for Aaron Rodgers. I got the under in that situation.
He's got a 42-9 TD to interception
42
ratio.
42-9.
Wow.
All right, we're gonna keep track of this,
and we're gonna
fudge it a little bit just to make sure that Mully appears to be winning.
Yeah, Mully or Haw have to win. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, other than that, everything is gonna be on the up and up.
We're gonna pick Ball State every week.
That doesn't matter.
I'm actually gunning for Joe O. That's my
look
and
at
I, of course
this.
Kevin.
Calling you out.
And of course Kevin. I have to beat Kevin, and I'd like to beat Joe O. That's
can
what
we
I
just
want.
Say Joe spent the most time preparing, obviously,
can I,
for this.
Well, that
impressive.
It's
Joe
was
going
like
to do all
say,
these anyway. So.
I just don't want to be last, and I got a feeling I'm headed toward last, and it's going to mean that then I get a little crazy and start competing, and then the whole wheels come off the program. I'm really getting worried.
We will impeach.
Oh,
boy. Joe, he called you out. What are you going to do? Just
Do your thing.
Joe has unimpeachable sources.
I'm not calling him out. I'm saying that's what I'm gunning for. I want to try to
see.
Why are you
gunning for Joe? Why don't you gun for David?
I want to match wits.
He's wearing Nikes.
He's wearing Nikes.
And a purple shirt.
I wear purple, too.
Thank goodness I didn't wear my burgundy pants.
It's more of a soft lavender from where
I figured you were saving the burgundy pants for the game, David.
Maybe. We're more of a crimson red.
More of a crimson pant?
Yeah, more of a really bright red. Red.
Did you know that the Arizona Cardinals, they were obviously a South Side team, and they bought the uniforms of the University of Chicago Maroons, and the uniforms were really beaten up, and the players were like, "What? This is horrible. What do you call this?" And the owner said, "That's Cardinal Red," and that's how they became the Chicago Cardinals, and now the Arizona Cardinals.
That's not the way we did it in Muncie.
Yeah, I don't know where you guys borrowed your uniforms from, David. I don't know how that happened. All right, we've got Transition next. It's Foley and Haw on the Score.
Bears fans, we've got an incredible lineup of football experts on every Score show throughout the season,
including our show, Bernstein and McKnight,
9 a.m. to 1,
featuring NBC Sports Pro Football Talk host Mike Florio, Wednesdays at 10,
Score football expert Hub Arkish,
Wednesdays and Thursdays at noon,
Yahoo Sports Matt Miller, Thursdays at 10,
former Bear and Bears pregame host Patrick Manley, Fridays at noon, and lots more.
So keep it on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on September 16th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and 4 tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods. Buy Chicago Cubs Edition waffles and appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
There's nothing better than an early tea time. Seriously, the way I sleep and my energy is off, and it's really hard to concentrate. I'm thinking about taking up afternoon golf.
Oh yeah, I was there too. Turned out I had low testosterone, known as low T.
How'd you find that out?
Oh, I went to New Mail Medical. They did a couple of tests, it didn't cost much, and they came back with a completely custom recommendation to solve the hormone issues I had, that all men have. It's just a fact of life as we get older.
Seriously, huh? New Mail Medical?
Yep, New Mail Medical. They're in Skokie.
I don't mean to pry, but what did they all fix?
Oh, whole bunch of stuff. I'm not tired anymore. I concentrate way better. I'm finally dropping some weight. I feel like I'm getting stronger, so muscle's starting to come back. Basically, I feel about 15 years younger after just a couple of visits. Oh, and my wife isn't complaining about the positive effects either.
Seriously? They fix more than ED?
Yeah. You should call New Mail at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. Or online at newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com.
And now, a page from the diary of Flo.
Dear diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's time once again for fantasy football. You take a running back or a receiver in the first round. It's a lot of educated guesswork, but you don't need to take chances on your haircut. Great Clips has clip notes, technical notes on your haircut, so you don't just get a cut, you get your haircut every time. Visit any of the 200 Northern Illinois Great Clips salons in the Chicagoland area, and clip notes will make sure you don't just get a cut, you get your haircut. Great Clips, it's gonna be great.
It's the two megastars summer mashup, the awesome iPhone on the Rockstar Metro PCS network. Get the iPhone you've always wanted for $0 so you can jam without limits.
It's a hit. Get an iPhone SE on us when you switch. Metro PCS.
Coverage not available in some areas, plus sales tax and $10 activation fee. Requires porting of number not currently active on T-Mobile network or on Metro PCS in past 90 days to an unlimited LTE plan. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hey, Chicago. New York & Company just opened its biggest store in the world right here at State Street in Monroe. Expanded collections from Ava Mendez, Gabrielle Union, and new fashion every day. New trending styles from $25, plus pants and jeans that fit everyone. Sizes 00 to 20 and extra, extra small to extra, extra large. Shop State Street today and get a free tote with any $50 purchase while supplies last at New York & Company.
Creighton University students find success through leading undergraduate, graduate, and professional programs. Nationally ranked research and internship opportunities and a global network of alumni prepare Creighton Blue Jays for lifelong success. Learn more at creighton.edu. At Creighton University, students start a successful and meaningful future. Imagine doing original research with a renowned professor or interning at a Fortune 500 company. The possibilities are endless as a Creighton Blue Jay. Learn more at creighton.edu.
Hey sports fans, football season's here and it's time to get in on the action. MyBookie.net is the industry